The first night of Hanukkah. Ah, what a schus. In Yerushalayim HaKodesh, the first night of Hanukkah. What's Hanukkah? What's it all about? I mean, you know the Gemara asked the question, my Hanukkah. But here, we're sitting there, we're lighting the candles. We realize the nays. But what is exactly the yisoid of Hanukkah? What are we supposed to take from Hanukkah? It's interesting that the Yevanim came to attack Klal Yisrael. They came to start up and take away our spirituality, as we spoke today in the morning after Shacharis, that they weren't after necessarily the body of the Jew. They didn't want to take the Jew from his religion, they wanted to take the religion from the Jew. They wanted to make us into Greeks, Greek citizens. They wanted to take away our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they attacked our religion. They went after the main mitzvahs, Bris Milah, which separates us from the guy, Torah, Rosh Chodesh. We count by the moon, they count the stars. They were trying to take away the Ba'avdas min ha'amim. But it's interesting to note that one of the things, one of the ikar things that they went after, is to metame the oils of Boisa. As we know, as the Rambam tells, the Gemara tells us, they broke into the Beis Hamikdash. And what were they after? Let's metame kol hashmanim. Let's make them impure with the oils, that they shouldn't be able to light the menorah. Their kampf, their fight, their war plan was to attack Klal Yisrael by the menorah. What's the menorah? But I say, why Dafka? And we see that for Kerwa Klaisum and Skaber. And they went and they were victorious. They battled them out. They won them out. And Klaisum went to rededicate the Beis Hamikdash. And Soifa Shaldover, they found this flask of oil and they rid of the nace. And we celebrate Hanukkah 8 days. Shkoyach. That was the only thing. Why is everything functioning around the menorah? We got back the whole base of Mikdash, the menorah. Very nice. Maybe because, it can get an electric menorah. It can play. Dun, 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 dun. You can play it on your menorah. Today they have in America. Dun, 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 dun. This is for the mixed families. You know? But otherwise, in case you have, if the grandmother's not, Jewish, so. This is a menorah, but they want a new menorah. It's a Santa menorah just came out with. Oh, on his teeth. 8 teeth of Santa. Anyway, and the shamish is that stupid little thing on his head with the fire. That's the shamish. But anyway, Nachmanel and Slan. But anyway, at the end of the day, what's the big thing? The menorah. The menorah. Everybody's in with the menorah, the menorah, menorah. There was so many, the whole Beis Hamikdash was rededicated. And we're still with the menorah outside. Everybody's out there's the menorah. No one has a small replica of a Mizbeach outside. I see guys walking around with animals. No one's baking 12 loaves of bread. And making, every woman for this Shabbat should make 12 loaves of bread. And make a table, have a table with the shulchan and make a thing. They also went in there. They were the whole base of Midrash. The menorah. What's with the menorah? And so much goes into the whole Yisrael of the Chanukah, the pre-Chodesh, everybody has the Kashrut by side. Why 8 days? Why 8 days? Why do we celebrate Chanukah 8 days? Why not seven? We know the Gemara, everybody knows the story. 1 day was, they had enough more oil for 1 day, they lived 8 days. So any person who learned math, 8 minus 1 is 7. 7 days should have been in the Chanukah. What's 8 days? So many answer this question. Many, everybody knows the Beis Yosef's famous Kasha. So the Pre-Chodesh gives a Keteret. He says the first day was a celebration of the victory of Melchama. That's where the first day, right? The first day has nothing to do with the Menorah. I have one question. Everybody should ask this question. So we should go over how to make a cell with flags. Dun, 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 dun. We should go out with flags and sing Hatikvah, whatever it is, and go out and sing some songs about the, I mean, we don't want to make it modernized. We should go out and sing Hallel, whatever, about the Melchama. But not, what is it, why are we lighting another Nair? Let's do it with the Nair. Eldi saw, you have to say, the Pre-Chodesh, she learned. The longest is that the victory of the Melchama didn't mean it wasn't complete. The culmination of the victory was only when we were able to write, when we get back our menorah back. So even the victory of the Melchama, even that victory over the other thing, was Mesumah, was depicted in the menorah. So again, we come back to the menorah, we have to understand. Let's go to the Parsha Shavua, we'll come back to Chanukah Bez Hashem. This week's Parsha, we have the tremendous story of Paro's dreams, and Yosef becomes the viceroy, and the brothers come down to Egypt. All the brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, all come down, except for Binyamin, and they come down like everybody else, according to some, to buy food, or according to others, they didn't want to show that they had money, so they had to show also. But the Pasuk says a tremendous zach. This is something that is truly fascinating, everybody said. The Pasuk says, Vayayakov ki yeshev mitzvayim, Vayoyimer hi neshomat yeshev mitzvayim, I heard there's food, there's sustenance in Egypt, go down to Egypt, and buy food over there. So the Pasuk says, Vayeldu Ache Yosef Asora Rishbor Bar Mitzrayim. 10 brothers went down to Mitzrayim to buy food. But there's a word in the Pasuk, or the Lashon HaPasuk, it's very interesting, which Rashi already jumps on. Vayeldu Ache Yosef, we call them now. Now they're called Ache Yosef. Vayeldu, the brothers of Yosef are going down. Why now you call them Ache Yosef? Rashi jumps on and he says, "Look, also Bnei Yaakov." Rashi, what's Ache Yosef here? What's the brothers of Yosef are going there? Where we can't brothers? They were brothers of Yosef, but what? Why in this context are we mentioning that the brothers of Yosef? They're going down. Yaakov told them go down. If you write the pasuk, you write. Vayeredu Bnei Yaakov. Rashi asks the kasha. Rashi says, "Milamed." So beautiful, but see, every word of Torah you have to always be diet because there's so much meaning over here. Melamed, shehoyu mischaltim b'mechirasa. That when they went down to Egypt, they went down to Mitzrayim, the 10 brothers, they were bawling with regret. Oh my gosh, how did we do such a thing? So we sold our brother. They were talking to each other and regretting it and feeling sorry for themselves. They didn't know what to do with themselves. They said, That's it! A new resolution! We're going to be the best brothers possible. We're going to be real brothers! That's it! We had enough of this guilt. We had enough of this hard feelings. We felt enough of our father's sad. We know Yosef is really in Mitzrayim, he's not dead like we made our father believe. And we're going to be the best brother that a brother could be. If that's true, I don't understand. I come down to Mitzrayim. There's someone standing there with a beard. Now, I don't know how many people in Israel had beards on the right side. But you see a man standing in front of them with a beard and payas in Mitzrayim. Yankel Davidovitz! Maybe he didn't have payas. His stomach had payas. And he's standing in Mitzrayim. And he's standing in front of them. And they're looking at him. They like, ah, Yosef, he recognized right away. And brother, hey, Mohiki Ruhu. No, man. So he told me, hey, well, come on, Rabbi. Take it easy. They weren't looking for him. Oh, Vayer du Ache Yosef. Brother Joe! They're looking for brother. They want to find him. So Chazal, he had a beard. Who has beards in Mitzrayim? You ever see? Yeah, the mummies, the Sphinx, they have beards. Who has beards in Mitzrayim? But even a bigger kasha, but that. Gemara tells him the Bar Mitzia that Yosef was the spitting image of his father Yaakov. I want to ask you a question, but that. Did Yaakov have a beard? I think so. I think he had a bigger beard than most of the rabbis we see. Yaakov wasn't a clean shaven. Jake Belchbaum by the bus with his suspenders. Yaakov even had a beard, a long beard. I'm asking you the question. Now, okay, one second. Before he didn't have a beard, now he has a beard. Oh, it can't be Yaakov. It can't be Yosef. Well, I have another question, but I don't think Joseph looked like an Egyptian too much. He was born from a Jewish family. Jews have Erech HaPayim to Rav Chesed. Lipshat Erech HaPayim together. Anyway, but Jews have a little... He didn't look too Egyptian, I don't think. But even we say that he culturized, he looked... He had a beard and he looked exactly like Yaakov Avinu. Let's go looking for Yaakov Avinu. He's in front of the eyeballs. This question is not to be believed. Okay. So maybe they glanced by and they passed him by on the tour bus. They passed him by. The bus and they spent hours, days with him. And he came in. They came to him later on in the story. They came down. They said, Ruvain, when you were 6 years old, you had a bicycle, a tricycle from last week's shoes. And it was red. How did he know that? The cup! He's tapping on that cup! And Shimon and Levi, I know you guys killed the whole city. This guy knows everything. He knows everything. He knows what the bottom of the cradle. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. That was the song you used to be singing, that white crowd, you know. The white crib, I remember. I remember. I see my cup! When Yaakov said, when Yosef said again, I need Yosef, they couldn't believe it. I don't think you're ever suffering. Oh, my wow, it's impossible. He told everything. He looks exactly like the father. No! It can't be. What is going on? Her boy said, this is the most amazing thing. He looked exactly like him. They didn't have a suffering. Okay, you know, maybe. They're looking around like, anybody see Joseph? They're going to corners, they're going to the local, you know, the local chanut, the local makolet, they buy Coca-Cola. Have you seen a guy named like this, like Joe? You ever saw this guy? Oh, well, I think he looks like the vice ruler. No. That's mind-boggling. This is mind-boggling. This is a question that must be asked and has to be answered. So the Yisoid, is the Chor we have to say. And this is what Chazal mean, that he didn't have a beard, he had a beard. Is that there was a difference from before. But the Yisoid, we're being very Mekatzah because we go longer, but we have tonight's Chanukah, and we're Be'ezah Hashem Yisborach, have Ksulos Chaydos to go to. But the Yisoid HaDvar is that a person sees what he wants to see. And a person will not see what he does not want to see. And someone told me over today, this is Chaim Shmuel Levitt says it. And I had a moir de kadiya in Rashi, that Rashi is Mikal as you say. The brothers came down looking for the brothers. We want to be ba'achtum. We're looking for it. But I deliberately skipped a small section of that Rashi. Says Rashi, v'liftoisar, v'chol mochu, v'yavsiku ala. We're ready to pay any price. For my answer. But we're looking, that is the Duke and Rashi now. They were looking for Yosef. They were looking for Yosef, the Eved. There's no such thing. It can't be. It's a steerer to their whole fight, to their whole understanding. Yosef can't be. Amaloich Tim Loich Oleinu, Im Mashol Tim Shol Banu. You could be the vice, you could be a leader that we're going to have to come on to. That was the dream, Jaboy said. That was, he's a dreamer. He's the dreamer. He's a dreamer. He's a dreamer. He's a dreamer. These are not true. It's not true to life. He's against, he's a roide. He's against us. We're going to get the slave, Yosef. We're ready to pay all the ransom to redeem him. I have a question. Maybe he's not in slavery anymore. Maybe he got out of slavery. Maybe he's doing something else. Maybe the refrigerator commandment! Joe's Appliances! Barber Joe! What do you mean you're ready to pay them all the money in the world? Because in your mind, Joe Yosef has to be the Edet. He can't be a Melech. And therefore, in front of their eyes, picture perfect, clarity to Enkamayu, but you won't see it because you don't want to believe it. You don't want to see it. You can't see the emes if you don't want to see the emes. And this was the kampf of the Greeks, the Yevonim's half. Says Chazal, the Choshech al Bnei Sohoi. Chazal darshin the Arba Golius of Klal Yisrael. Yovon, Bovel, the Choshech al Bnei Sohoi, Zu Malchus Yovon. Darkness, black, pitch black, the Choshech al Bnei Sohoi. The darshan of Chachisha up in a song where there was no light created yet. The purpose of Yovon was to sink us into an understanding that the truth is there's no soul. The human body is what we worship. The cover is the real thing. And to live a life of superficiality, of not MS, of culture, of sport. But at the end of the day, blind Klal Yisrael to the truth. Kisvu lachem al keren hashor she'ein lachem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. Right on the keren of the shore. If the shore, the power of the cows, of the oxen, that's what produces food, sustenance. Don't see nature as a revelation of God. See nature as its own entity. Don't see nature, hateva, as the Baal Shem Tov says, b'gematria elokim. Elokim is gematria. 86 is gematria hateva. Don't see the teva. See nature as the cover-up, as the revelation of itself, evolution. The world has no God, Chas v'Sholom. worship ourselves, we worship the human being, we worship the body. But this was what the Yevonim wanted to do. They wanted to blind us to the truth, not to see the MS, not to see this. And I think it's very mistavra that the Yisoid of the Menorah boy says, Chazal, tell us, Eidus for the boy, kol boy, ha'oilam, sha'ashkina shorish Yisrael. It was the Eidus, and Chazal, tell us, the Eidus was, you put oil in it and it burnt for a tremendous amount of time. And I think there's a lesson. The Menorah represents, as the Netziv says, the Torah Sheba Al Peh. The Menorah represents the Lichtigkeit. The Lichtigkeit of in real life, it's awe. The Menorah represents that the Jewish people, the Jewish religion, is supposed to give light to the whole Ummah Sa'olam, that the Shekhinah should be as well, that there's a Shekhinah in the world. The light of the Menorah is supposed to give light to the entire world of the truth that there's a Bayri Olam in the world. And Yishoyer be Yisrael, that means that the Ruchnius that we aspire to is to give light to the world that there's a God, there's a Bayri Olam, there's a purpose, there's a plan. We're doing something here. We're not here to eat. We're not here to sleep. We're here to accomplish. We're here to bring God's name out in every action. And everything we do has to give credits to the that there's a Bayri Olam in this world. And every gashmius that can act that we do is a bracha. Because that is our job, to megale kvod shamayim, mitoich the gashmi, mitoich the gashmi, and that's the purpose of light, Rebbe. As the Chovas Lavava says, sas min ha'or, doich ha'har ben yashut. A little bit of light, Rebbe, pushes away a lot of darkness. Darkness is what the world wants to believe, make us believe. In the darkness of night, the darkness of night is showing all the kochos atuma, because night, in its essence, is a time when everything is unclear. Everything is unclear, and that's the koyach of Esav, who Edoim, Yavon. They come from that Esav's koyach. He fought with Yaakov in the night until it came to Alis Hashachar, and he had to get away with the clarity of the night. Had dissipated, and now the clarity was so clear and evident of the falsity of us. Esau, says the Medrash, who shov shebarasi ba'olam, is the falsity that I created the world of us. And the culture which has now spread out across the whole world, this culture, this Greek culture, has darkened, has mamish darkened the world. To the light of truth. That people could walk around and sit and look at a television for hours. Hundreds of hours. Thousands of hours. Millions of hours. Sitting there in the dark. Just think about it for a second. Every movie theater, pitch dark, or what's that? Pitch. The guy puts a light.
Shut that light off!
Pitch dark. Sitting in darkness and looking at something fake. And the world is wrapped up in it.
Minnie Mouse died! Mickey is holding up!
people are watching it. Not just watching it, and following it. What's going to happen then? What's going to happen? Shut it off. It's fake. There's nothing going on over there. They're in Hollywood. The people visit Hollywood. I saw everything. It's all fake. Oh my gosh. Is he going to do it? Is he going to shoot up? People just in Hollywood, where is it? This thing is a fake. What are you getting nervous about? I got to know the ending. Must know the ending. What happened? Don't tell me the ending. I can't know. Did he die? Did he marry her? Did he divorce? Hey! Thousands of people wrapped up. Superman. Did you see the number of billions of people watching it? The guy's flying through the air. That's amazing. And people are like, the eyeballs are popping up. This is truly amazing. I can't believe this. Did you see Superman last week? He flew around the world 3 times. Walk out, and a guy jumps out of the thing, killed himself almost. He thought he was Superman. Put on a cape, and he's walking around. The guy the next day, people are murdering each other. Is it kind of a movie? Yeah, it looks so simple. Hey, listen, I shot my mother last night. No, I see, it wasn't Heinz that came out. He saw the film, that what happened. The plot was the guy killed his mother. And people are believing this true story and know that how many people in America, the crime and everything's up because people are influenced. They live it. They literally live it. When's the next series coming out? Friends, enemies, this, that, and he's living in the next episode. Have you been this man? I saw all 36 episodes in one sitting! My mother had to carry me out! I was glued to the screen! Can she move the eyeballs? I ate 62 bags of popcorn! I had popcorn coming out of my nostrils! The 64 bottles of Coke sits there, been at the bottom 3 days straight. It's a vigil. Sitting there, you have two friends. Is anybody alive down there? It's hard to get back on the plane! And his bottom's over! Sitting in the basement there with 600 films. And everyone is MS and this, everything goes into our brain. It's mine, but darkness. The basement is pitch black. Because that's where this thing survives. It goes in darkness. And we're following it. And we're worried about it. And the sporting field also goes. Let's call a spade a spade. I grew up in this also. I grew up with it. Guys are cheering away, and I can't wait for this game and that game. I'm following this team and this player. I don't care if yesterday he was on this team, today he's on this team. Oh, I love this player. I love this team. I'm the biggest fan of the Boston, whoever. Yeah, they won the World Cup. Of course. Next year, I love this team. I love that team. He walks around with jerseys of these players. This guy's the big. He hates Jews. I hate Jews. He says to the thing, I'll kill a Jew. Come on, yay! We love him because he's kicking a ball into the net. Oh, wow, he's great. He's basically one of the... I'll kill every Jew. And the Jews understand. Come on, get that ball. He wants to murder you. He donates money to end terrorism. Come on. Muhammad Jalai, get it. What are you following this guy? He's walking around. This guy's murdering. He will kill you. Every single one of the Jews. He's on my favorite sports team. He'll murder your mother. A little bit too stark. It's my sports team! So what? If you follow, you understand sports, it's entity, but it's all it is. It's all built up, and everybody's screaming and yelling, and the fantasy of it. Everybody coming to the big game, and the build up, and this? And that's what the Greeks were trying to do, build up and follow it, live in it. It becomes that is somebody on Yom Kippur, my Kol Nidrei. Kol Nidrei. What happened to the barf directs? On the way back from Kippur, they stopped by the bar to find out if their sports team won. Did the Rangers win last night? You're fasting. You're doing tshuva. You're getting close to God. The 16 Jews, they delayed the Kol Nidrei service this year. The game is in extra innings! shul, they have this Schwarzer, Sam the cleaner. He was more popular than the rabbi that day. Every 10 minutes, Sam, what's going next? The rabbi's in the middle of giving a drasha. Yidid! And everybody's outside, and Sam's darshaning about how he should have stole second base. And it's a bigger Yom Kippur drasha that year. Leil Yom Kippur. And if the Ne'ilah people, that's what they're living the life of us. And what's it worth about it? So this thing, what, you have no control over it. What are you rooting for? You have control over it? Does it mean anything? And what happened? My favorite team won. What's your connection with that favorite team? You grew up in Cincinnati. You love, I love them. What do you love? This player came from here, this player came from here. You associate with here, but that's all fantasy. The world made it, so they popularize it. And New York teams, and New York this, and New York this, and that. And we live in it. And we'll maybe have a TV on Shabbos. We put it on. Yeah, watch it. I'm not making me a satire that. It's important. It's so much more than telling this. What's the marbles? I'm in the same market as you. I grew up with them. The world, how they totally made us so dependent upon sports. Even today, it's hard for me to get. I hear a team that I like. It's hard. Sharma used to say, it's hard. He hears about the Yankees, loss. It's hard for him. For a certain proof of his life. How can it be? What's the connection with the Yankees and Schoenberg? What's the connection between you and that baseball team? How are you connected? I understand if you have stocks in the team, you own one of the players, you're making money. What in the world is it connected? It's so much you can't sleep at night after that game. You can't sleep before the game. I couldn't sleep last night all night. My team's playing tomorrow. Your team? What made you pass your team? Like this year, I like a different team. No, it's my team now. What made you wish I have your team? And the world is cheering and voting. And Boyside, it became an obsession. Because the world fantasized that this is important. This is important that every single person in the world watches the Super Bowl. Every single one of us. Every single man, woman, and children. Hakel, that's Kol Ha'om, the Kol Ha'amim. Men, women, and children. I feel that babies have to come to the Super Bowl party. This year, Gerber's Super Bowl baby food. with the Super Bowl stripes on the Gerber bottles. Get all those babies to watch it. The halftime show this year, there'll be 400 babies come onto this husband's field and scream, Gerber's! No one to watch. Anyway! At the end of the day, everybody said, what are we cheering at? Okay, listen, the guy needs an outlet, a kosher outlet. 100%. You want to watch a game, you see a guy's an athlete. He's like a cheetah can run fast, as a human being can run fast, and a black guy who can't speak English, barely, he doesn't know what this is and what that is, and this, he barely knows any English. As a game, a good game, and I could play, I can't play, he doesn't know, he's every other third word is something that we can't say in the base medrash, and he has no vocabulary, he didn't graduate nursery school, and this guy, we're following, we're idolizing, we're going after him, and we're dead. You know, we said both about last week, the idolization, a few weeks ago, the idolization of these guys, we want his headbands, we want his underwear. Right, we said the guy who buys underwear online with the stains, $420,000, get Alex Rodriguez's underwear with the stains. The bid for it. Yeah, this. What are we going after? Who are these guys? I said, Meshukoyim, drug addicts, off the rockers. Not one of them has a stable marriage. And we're following. I love him. I love his kid. What's going on? The world has blinded. This choshech of yogin has spread through our lives, of course. And the yid has to understand that my job in this world is by here, is to bring light to the general world, the light among the nations. We're not supposed to be wrapped up in this. Hashem wanted the glory packet to get wrapped up. It has to tackle us. Nothing happens without purpose. Let them get wrapped up in it, they're not part of the Yidden. But the Yidden get wrapped up in it. There's an outlet, kosher outlet to relax. He's not going to get rid for it, Rabbi Yisrael. The guy went home, he's fasting. I guess, why? You know, it's not a serve to pay this. Yeah, but my favorite team is playing. I hope they'll win. I've been diving for 3 weeks. Not to understand the Gemara, not to get up. He's been diving 3 weeks, then his favorite team wins. The place say, is it off its rock? How far do we get wrapped up? Until I'm sure, you know, you have a shuls, you know, in certain towns. I'm not saying that, you know, the club of the diamond, the seventh game world series. Chill out, Mama! He's a sorry guy! He should be able to say, that Boston Red Sox! Rikosh boy, the William McNabb of the pitcher, he bought a boy's side. The arm, your toe, the curveball, the old man of pain! If you let you know his mother's name, what's going on with this? People are mamish off the rockets. It's an outlet, but to live for it, but the terrors is what he said, the choshech of this. Our outside has become perverted. We don't see good. We don't see good in our in the world, the world situation, and we don't even see good in our lives sometimes. We're also perverted to seeing the wrong thing in our lives. Many of us have these natiyas and these ideas that we're attached and we're addicted, and we can't see the truth. We can't see it of us. We're blinded. We're so blinded by a taiva. We're blinded by an addiction. We're blinded by this. And we know the truth. The truth is the line right so clear. But we fake out ourselves. And that's the worst of us. As Shakespeare once said, I have to quote him, to thine own self be true. You can fool your Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael. You can fool your parents. You shouldn't fool your parents, Rabbi Yisrael. This tape is going out. But you shouldn't fool your parents. But you could fool your parents. You can fool your Rebbe, you can fool your wife, you can fool your kids, but one person you should never ever fool is, and that's yourself. The person fools himself into believing that he can't do this, and he can't do that, and this is the right thing for him, and this is not the right thing for him. Why? Deep inside he's being blinded, totally blind. So many guys are going to say, and this is the story they're going to say of everything. Because when a person's blind, he can't get anywhere. He can go so much higher, but I feel I need this in my life. I feel I can't live without this, and it's so false. Get rid of it. Throw it out. You'll see. Distance the tiger from you. You'll see the truth. But you're so wrapped up in it. And it's the chosha of the story. Guy could come to yeshiva for the year, and he has a certain machine. I've seen it in the past with myself, and they hit it in the socks, in the underwear, and the holes. Man, I blew the Rosh. I got him. He looked at my socks, and he didn't look at my jockey shorts. Had it wrapped in there. I had a special sock on the side, and the Rosh didn't find it. The guy don't believe the whole spot. I saw 6,287 movies this month. I didn't learn 2 plots. But I came from this spot with the all-time world record of seeing movies. 6,000 with a square on the wall. Here I lived and saw 6,287 movies. Signed, Yosef Melchbach. Why me? You did it. You went in the roof and the guy in the back to look up there. He came in. I did it quickly. He wasn't looking. Slipped it under there. I put in a smelly stack. The Rosh came in, put a plug on his nose. I got to get out of here. And I made smelly socks. I got him out of the room. And it was in the sock. And I watched full tula. A full du rosh. If you did it, you didn't. That's a different shayla. But at the end of the day, your boy said, you know, you fooled even worse. You spent the whole year and you could have grown and become a somebody and changed your whole life around and done something for yourself and for your family. And you remained an Am Ha'aretz. You remained somebody who didn't move an inch. You remained somebody who could have gone so far and you remained so far away. So who'd you fool at the end of this? Who'd you really fool? Who'd you fool? You fooled your Rosh! Not the Rosh! That's who you fooled. Not the Rosh, but your Rosh. That's who you fool. You gotta get it. We went in the middle of the night. We went here. We did this. We did it. He's not gonna find us. So if a Shantava, there's only one person to fool. You fooled yourself. You took an opportunity and you threw it in the garbage. And when Yosef's brothers finally realized their mistake of Isaac, the neshama left them. What a terrible mistake. We only fooled ourselves. This is Chanukah. Chanukah, we sit by the neighbors. And people have been hugging to sit by the neighbors, but I say, you have to know what you're doing over there. Just staring at the neighbors, it's not going to stare back at you. You have to think of it. The purpose of the sit by the neighbors is to start to think. What am I doing? The light, the little lights, those flicker of flames that on those is supposed to think into my life. Am I seated or looking for the truth? That burning oil, which in the middle of the darkness of the night gives light, is supposed to represent that light in the darkness of our lives. Everybody has that darkness, that covering up of some truth. Including myself. And our job is to light the air, and light up the night, and light up on a shoma, and to see the truth. And nothing but the truth. And as we light up that air, air is neshama. We have to light on the shoma, that it should shine and give brightness and give light to our whole existence. Where are we going? We're at a crossroads now. We're in the middle of a winter's man. What am I doing? Where am I headed? Am I going forward? Am I going backwards? Am I fooling? Am I myself thinking that these things are good for me and these friends are good for me and this situation is good for me? Or am I totally missing the boat? And one day I'll look back and say, what a fool, what an idiot, I had the opportunity to become so great. And I remain so small because I fooled myself. My Chanukah, this is Chanukah. This is what Chanukah is about. The tumah that they try to put on us, we have to take the pshatayra of that flask of oil that represents the truth and light it up in our lives. We should be zoicha. Tonight's the first night. We're starting a little vacation, but it's a time, the chuvonim shimuli. Sometimes you go away and you hear better. Sometimes you're too close, in too proximity, you go away a little bit, you have time to think of yourself. You're going to see hundreds of menorahs. I don't know if you're going to Egypt, maybe not. But you see hundreds of menorahs, Be'ez Hashem, where you're going. You walk by menorahs, yourself. Think about it. It's a light that's burning in the darkness. It's the truth that's burning amongst the falsification of the world. It's the truth that's burning deep inside of us, that wants to enlighten our bodies. Let's take this time at us. And take the time out to think properly and carefully. And make this time of year, this year's Hanukkah, something special. That we use the Hanukkah in those terms of us. To light up our lives, to light up our future, to give us guidance in our quest for success. Should be soicha that kishem she'asa nisim bezman hazeh rabbosai v'yom mahem that we nisim. We should be soicha to the next Chanukah, and our lives should be influenced. Give howl v'itor to Hashem Yisbarach, to thank Him. Shedivonu min atoyim, v'nosan lo v'toyres emes, v'suicha, at this time, finally, the whole world should come to this realization of the Mashiach Tzidkenu. Amen.